Saturday Breakfast.
BBC Radio Kent. It's Saturday the 13th of October. We're halfway through already. You're listening to BBC Radio Kent Saturday Breakfast. We're here until 10.
Now then, the long-awaited transformation of Margate appears to be underway, with almost half the empty shops being brought back into use. Shopping guru Mary Portis got involved with the town earlier this year, but her plan to feature its rival in a reality TV programme was rejected by local people. Despite the fallout, her involvement is partly credited with early signs of improvement. However, some people say they've seen little evidence of shops reopening.
I haven't noticed any improvement. In fact, I've noticed it deteriorating.
The new Greggs is excellent. That's a very encouraging start. So the improvements are better, but we need to get this place over here sorted because it's such a potentially wasted place.
A little, yes. I don't often come down here. I must admit, I go to Westwood Cross most of the time. But, yes, there is little improvement, yes. There's more people about generally, more little shops opening again. Just generally more ambience, really.
No, I haven't. In fact, I think it's getting worse. There's too many empty shops, and then up this end, it's... No, I don't like it.
It's all the same, apart from Lisa Greggs now.
Shopkeeper Lisa Hemingway of the Cupcake Company in Margate says the involvement of Mary Portis and the whole issue of regeneration is still divisive.
So many people just think, do you know what, I'm going to stay out of it because I don't know that I've got anything that valuable to contribute. But, you know, there's so many different opinions, and it's the same as Dreamland. Some people want it, some people really, really against it. Tesco, some people want it, some people are really, really against it. You do get a bit sort of exasperated with it. But everyone is still very positive. They still love Margate. You've still got a beautiful beach. You've still got great people, great sunset, nice places to go, sense of community. And then on the other hand, you've got everyone arguing over what we should and shouldn't do.
Estate agent Terence Painter is chairman of the Margate Town team, which is working to help fill the empty shops. Terence, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So some of the people we spoke to there appeared not to have noticed that more shops are back in use. Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think, Pat, we walk down our own streets sometimes and we don't notice changes that are going ahead. And I think probably what's happening is that out of the 108 shops that we audited 6 months ago, there were 28 actually empty. We now have only 15. But people wouldn't notice some of those because they're actually in the process of being refurbished. So some are opening up, and you'll see in the next 2 or 3 months a lot more opening up. So in fact, the impact that Mary has had on the town and the high street